From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea's military on Friday directly responded to President Donald Trump's renewed threats to take care of Pyongyang's nuclear threat. In a statement from the Korean People's Army, North Korea said it would unleash its toughest counteraction against the United States and its vassal forces. The statement also called for the United States to come to its senses and make a proper option for the solution of the problem. VOA asked the White House press office and the National Security Council about the latest comments from Pyongyang, but received no response. Tensions have deepened as the U.S. has sent an aircraft carrier battle group to the waters off the peninsula and is conducting its biggest ever joint military exercises with South Korea. Pyongyang, meanwhile, recently launched a ballistic missile, and some experts say it could conduct another nuclear test virtually at any time. The foreign ministers of Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack there. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and poses a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at Syria's al-Shariat air base last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from the West that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the chemical attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. This is VOA News. The top American and NATO commander in Afghanistan says the United States used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates there in order to break a roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group. General John Nicholson said Friday the explosion of the Moab weapon opened the way for a continued offensive in Nangarhar.
This entire offensive, not just the use of a single weapon, demonstrates the commitment of the Afghan Army, the Afghan Special Forces, and their U.S. partners to defeat Daesh in Afghanistan this year.
At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion of the largest non-nuclear device in the U.S. arsenal. Christians around the world observed Good Friday, marking the day that Jesus was crucified. Thousands of pilgrims packed into the narrow cobblestone alleyways of Jerusalem's Old City for the traditional Good Friday procession. It was a big turnout because this year the Eastern Orthodox and Western churches, which use different calendars, are observing Good Friday at the same time. Meanwhile, in Rome, thousands of people endured exceptionally tight security checks to pray along with Pope Francis at the traditional Way of the Cross Good Friday procession at the Colosseum. Francis presided over the evening procession from a riser overlooking the popular tourist monument as faithful took turns carrying a tall cross and meditations were recited. Security was tight for the vigil in the wake of terrorist attacks in recent weeks, including in Sweden, Egypt, and Britain. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's report in a campaign speech on Friday in the central city of Konya. Erdogan said the OSCE should know its place and should not meddle in what happens in Sunday's referendum. The OSCE will be observing the referendum and noted in a report that the vote is taking place under a state of emergency under which fundamental freedoms have been curtailed, including thousands of citizens being detained or dismissed, including civil servants, judges, journalists, and opposition party members. Voters will decide Sunday whether to approve a set of 18 constitutional amendments that would replace the parliamentary system by a presidential one. And a rally in Nigeria's commercial hub of Lagos was held Friday to urge President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more over the 200 schoolgirls still held captive by Boko Haram extremists. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.